Jeff Sammet on Canada Talks, Sirius XM 167.
National Youth Education Charity Ripple Foundation has officially opened its 10th annual Kids Write for Kids contest for entries. It's a one-of-a-kind creative writing challenge for kids in grades 4 to 8 across Canada. Founder Ivy Wong joining us on Canada Now. Ivy, you must be so excited about this.
I am. Thanks for having us on your show. We are, because this is our 10th year anniversary, so it is very, very exciting.
And I want to get to that anniversary in a moment, but what an amazing opportunity for budding young authors in Canada. Like, I'm thinking about my oldest, and he's just not quite old enough to participate, but just wait, you'll see his name soon.
We actually do get that from parents. I says that, well, it's an annual thing, right? So, you know, and they have like grade 4 all the way to grade 8. So they can definitely, like, you know, we've had students that, you know, has said to us they've entered every single year, and you can totally do that. And in fact, one of the winners in the past has actually done that. She's entered when she was grade 4, she was grade 5, and then grade 6, she became one of the winners.
You know, and it's not about winning, really. Like, I would look at it as it's the experience of participating, because I'll bet that student, I mean, it led to a victory eventually, but I'll bet that student improved his or her writing every single year. And I'll bet it, you know, creative writing can teach kids many different lessons aside from writing.
Oh, yes, most likely. The most important thing is I do get a lot of feedback from parents and the students themselves that it actually really boosts their confidence. You know, so they are very, very, like, you know, they feel more confident. Like, it's, you know, one of the students have basically said that it has boosted her confidence so much that she's actually done a lot of public speakings in her school as well. So it's it is a great, great, great opportunity for the students.
Yeah, and I could see that, because with my son last year, I said, "Hey, let's write a book." And so we wrote a book, like, and you know, I just helped him along. But I was like, "What do you want the story to be? What do you want the illustrations to be? What is it going to be about? What are we going to title it?" And we just had some fun, and we just kind of threw it together in a few days. Yeah, but
awesome.
We did it as an activity. Thanks. We did it as an activity, but I wanted him to show his teacher in his class, like, "Hey, I had some fun doing this." I think it was for some kind of show and tell. Like, we found the opportunity. It made sense. And they said, "Well, why don't you show him your book?" And he was, you know, and getting used to online learning as well. That comes into it. But he was very hesitant to speak in front of his class, even online. And because he had something prepared and finished and something he was proud of, he was able to talk about it. And he talked and talked and talked to a point where his teacher said, "All right, we got it." Like, this is good. But I was so proud to see him speaking in front of everybody in his class. And it feels like that was a turning point for him ever since, where he has felt more comfortable presenting online or speaking or asking a question even online. Like, it really kind of took him out of his shell.
Yes, it is. Well, the thing is this, right? So creativity is, you know, when you're using your imagination, exploring ideas and thinking outside the box and stuff. So when you have that creativity process going, you know, you're very excited, right? Then the next thing you need to do is you need to communicate these ideas with other people. And writing is just a tool, right? So writing allows you to connect these together. And so when you combine these to put this in elements and you're processing your thoughts, you're writing down your ideas, you do get more excited. And once you're more excited, you know what you're talking about, you definitely will become more confident, right? So that's kind of, how all this boosting confidence and building confidence, creative writings really work for these students.
I'll tell you, there's like, if you want to be creative, like, I remember there was a time in my life where I was performing on stage doing improv and sketches and stuff. And, you know, you want to come up with new ideas and write different characters and stuff. And one exercise that we did was just put pen to paper and just start writing. Just whatever comes out of you, just start writing. And you'd be surprised just how much comes out of you. And I feel like I saw that with my son as well, where if you just if you just start writing, you don't know what kind of ideas you have locked up in there until you start to write them down.
I know. And it is very, very exciting, you know, because we do have virtual workshops. So that, you know, some of our facilities that have witnessed themselves, like seeing these students coming out, you know, of the shell. Because as you said, you know, you don't really know where it's going to go, where it's going to take you. But as soon as you start, like putting something down on paper, it just like, you know, it's like magic. It just evolves, like, you know, one sentence after the next, right? So it is a very, very exciting process for these students.
What kind of entries are you looking for?
Well, you know, we call it a creative challenge because we don't want to, like, you know, exclude poetry. So, like, over the years, we actually had, you know, published two titles. Two of the winning titles happened to be a collection of poetry. So, you know, short stories and poetry, fiction or nonfiction, works just as well. We do have a maximum word count, and we also have a checklist that we encourage students to check off prior to submissions to make sure the stories, like, you know, meets these, like, you know, criteria and stuff. But we don't have a theme. Right. So students can write anything they want. You know, we're not limited to, like, you know, we don't want to limit their creativity. We're not going to say that you have to write X. No, you can write anything you want. Right. So sky's the limit. So it is very, very exciting.
Folks can check out at ripplefoundation.ca. I wanted to mention that. But the contest is open until what, March?
Yes, end of March. Right. So it opens every year on October the 1st and ends on the following March. So it's a good 6 months window because we feel that you do need time to write a really good story. We encourage students to write it, read it, edit it, rewrite it. Like, you know, there's a process, right? If you ask any published, like, you know, author, they'll tell you that. Like, you know, it takes time to write good stories. And we feel that, like, you know, 6 months is a good time for them to write a good short story, to get enough feedback, to tweak it, you know, to polish it, to make it better, to make it exciting and stuff, right? And what's amazing is because that we don't have a theme, like, you know, when we looked at the 19 titles that we published to date, you know, we've had like published titles that are murder mysteries to like comedies to family relationships, you know, to fables, you know, like all kinds of stories, right? So they're not limited to any specific genre. So that's the most exciting stuff because we don't control that, right? You know, because it's the winning titles, like they control what genre they're writing, and we really have a good mix.
What's it like to sift through the admissions?
A lot of work. So last year we received over 600 entries, and we have three editors to go through all the entries. Right, so it was quite a bit of work. It takes about a month. So typically the timeline is ends on March 31st, and we take the full month of April to filter the entries to narrow down to the top 10 for the final judging in May.
I hear what you're saying. Don't call you in April. We got it, Ivy. We're not going to call you in April, okay? You'll be too busy. We get it.
But it is a really, really fun thing. Like, you know, when we're sorting entries, it is a lot of work, but it is a lot of fun process because, you know, you know, and because we have, like, you know, three people going through that. And so, you know, they go through and talk to each other on feedbacks, you know, and stuff. And it is very exciting. It is very exciting when, you know, you read a story that, oh my God, this is amazing, you know. And and when we're floating the stories, it's just by numbers. Like, we don't really know, we haven't gone through the data, focused through data in terms of who has written it or how old they are or whatever, right? So, like, you know, we're just focusing on floating the stories, right? So it is very, very exciting.
10 years of this contest is quite a milestone, Ivy. How do you look back on the last decade?
You know what? Honestly, I think time flies. It doesn't feel like 10 years. And, like, it only seems like yesterday that I started this. And I just can't believe that we've been doing this for 10 years, right? You know, I mean, obviously, like, you know, we've had hit a lot of good milestones. I mean, the contest was a start, and, you know, in addition to the contest, we also have two other programs that we have. And this is all really able to be happening because of the volunteers we had. You know, when I first started this, I didn't really know how far I was going to be able to take it or what would have happened. I think I was just looking for a few good projects, you know, and it's great. I'm having fun, you know, and along the way, I met a lot of amazing people that really believed in the project. And so we expanded it. And here we are 10 years and we're an official charity. We have, you know, a free writing workshop program, and we also have a weight blog, and we have this contest. It's pretty amazing. So yeah, I got to pinch myself. Oh, this is really happening.
Look what you started. Ripple Foundation, like you mentioned volunteers, it's entirely volunteer led?
Yep, 100%. 100%. And what's really exciting is that, you know, this year since COVID, we've gotten a lot of youth volunteers as well. High school students that needed their volunteer hours, so they've been volunteering for us to help facilitate the writing workshops for the younger grades, as well as writing for our WAVE blog. So that's been really exciting for us, you know. Wow. And yeah, so I mean, it's interesting how things just evolve. I think that's the word.
yeah, sure. Evolved to a point where you've published 19 books from children across the country.
Yeah, it is very exciting. Wow. And, you know, and we cover a big range. You know, we've had students from Vancouver, Alberta, like Ontario, all over the map, you know, and winners of our age and grades from grade 4 all the way to grade 8.
Well, it's amazing to check out ripplefoundation.ca. What a wonderful opportunity for young authors in Canada. Get your entries in, but make sure you do all the editing and the rewrites and everything you need to do before you submit it. You got till the end of March to do it anyway. Ripple Foundation founder Ivy Wong, congratulations on 10 years of this. Looking forward to 10 more, and we'll call you in April. Thank you, Ivy.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Of course, thank you. Again, ripplefoundation.ca. Next hour, we're going to examine the